Governor David Ige says the biennium budget includes all non-discretionary and labor-negotiated raises agreed to previously and other budgeted items which he anticipates will change.
The operating budget is $12.6 billion in fiscal year 2016 and $13.1 billion in fiscal year 17.
The governor says the 4% and 8% increases over the two-year budget can be made up by projected carryovers of $500 million in fiscal year 2016 and $300 million in 2017. In the meantime, he intends to look at tax modernization as a way to increase revenue without raising taxes.
I've also been a proponent of the Marketplace Fairness Act to collect taxes already owed on internet or out-of-state purchases. So I do believe that it can generate hundreds of millions of dollars if we can collect the taxes already owed.
Governor Ige said there are no additional appropriations for the Hawaii Health Connector, the state's health insurance portal, or the Hawaii Health Systems Corporation, which reported a $48 million shortfall for neighbor island and rural hospitals. He says he plans to discuss the budget with his new department heads and come up with a spending plan that enables agencies to live within their means.
In this budget, I know that there are more than $400 million of projects that the departments are asking for additional funds for that I know the large majority of them we just won't be able to afford.
The governor plans to finalize the biennium budget and submit it to state lawmakers in late January in time for his first State of the State address. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.